all that unless we start getting some feedback and echo and that kind of thing. I'm not getting any right now. Is everyone hearing me all right?
Yes.
Okay. So, if we do have members of the public joining, I have a little thing I'm going to show up on the screen with share screen at that point. It lets them know how to get their contact information to us and all of that, but I won't worry about that now. So, good morning, everyone. It is just after 9. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order. And my clerk is reminding me to hit the record button, which I'm doing, and we'll talk about the whole recording aspect of this here in a moment. But I'm going to call to order this hearing, which is on a request to vacate what is billed as a portion of South 4th Street, lying between Broadway and Court C, as that area is legally and otherwise described in the city's preliminary report that was received in the Office of the Hearing Examiner on July 15th as a proposed exhibit prior to today's hearing. Since it just happened, I will note, too, if you hear weird snoring noises in the background, it's not me. I have a bulldog, and he's just over here to my left, and he makes some weird snorting noises from time to time, especially when he's sleeping, because that's what he's doing right now. He's in his after-breakfast, mid-morning powered nap right now. All right, so anyway, now that we know where the noises are coming from.
I was going to say, that's good. So if my dog makes a noise, then I'm in the clear. I'm in good company.
You're perfectly fine. Dog noises are just a matter of circumstance right now that we have to just take in stride. So anyway, the requested vacation is billed as, at least in the pre-hearing submissions, being intended to facilitate an affordable housing project. Today is July 23rd, 2020, and it's just after 9 o'clock. We are convening on the record. That date, July 23rd, and that time, the date and time that were noticed for this hearing. So we are where we are supposed to be right now. My name is Jeff Capel. I'm the City of Tacoma's Hearing Examiner. I'll be presiding over the hearing today. I will note that I conduct this hearing pursuant to authority that I have under both the RCW Title 35, Chapter 3579, that deals with street vacations, as well as the city code provisions that deal with street vacations that give me the authority to conduct these hearings on behalf of the city council as their hearing officer. And I put together a written recommendation with findings and conclusions that I forward on to the council. And the council is the ultimate decision maker, and they usually follow my recommendations, but they don't necessarily have to. Street vacations in the state of Washington are considered a legislative act, and I am not the city's legislative body, the council is, but they have the ability to designate me as their officer to conduct the required public hearing, which is what we're doing right now, and then after that's done, I'll issue that written recommendation that council will act on the petition. So let me just clear up one thing on this. As this was filed with my office, as information has trickled in, it's kind of seemed like, at one point it seemed like the city was going to take sort of the petitioner role, and the city can petition to give up its own right of way. Other times it's looked like it was the why. It seems like you're kind of taking the role of joint petitioners on this one. Is that fair to say, or do you want to characterize it for me? Because it's you know, it's entirely up to you, really, for the most part, how you want that to be reflected in the recommendation.
I think the city's fine either way. Maybe for simplicity, we say that the YWCA is the petitioner, and I think it keeps things simpler.
I would agree with that. I think that there is some slight nuances, differences in how things are treated a little bit when the city is the actual petitioner in terms of RCW 3579. So, you know, representatives from the Y, you're okay with being billed as the petitioner then?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Troy has been very helpful in this process, so we'll follow his lead.
He is that kind of guy. So, all right.
Well, thanks, everyone. I appreciate that.
Well, let me describe the process then. In a street vacation hearing such as this, barring strange circumstances, which I don't think we have present today, the city, Department of Public Works, Real Property Service Division representative, as I've already mentioned, prepared and submitted a preliminary report regarding this particular petition. And so the city normally makes the first presentation. Usually a lot of that centers around things that the city's already submitted as part of exhibits. And I will note that things that have been submitted, we're going to address the submission of exhibits here in just a minute, see if we can't take care of admitting them in advance of presentations. Once something is admitted and made part of the record in writing like that, or whatever form an exhibit takes, it is in the record. So, for example, that preliminary report doesn't have to be read in verbally here today to be part of the record. It can be, and oftentimes when members of the public are here, it's very beneficial for them to hear that information because it informs the comment that they will make. I mean, we hope it informs the comment that they will make later on in the sequence of events. When members of the public aren't here, you know, I presume that the members of representatives from the YMCA here today have seen the city's exhibits and have reviewed them. And I presume since you wrote it, Mr. Stevens, probably you're fairly familiar with it too. So no one to inform yet. I'm still looking at our participant list and it's all just parties at this point. So, but how you make your presentation is up to you. Just again, if I have something in writing, it doesn't need to be read in to be part of the record and be considered by me. So that's, you know, but that's up to you. So the city makes its presentation. The presentations and testimony from both sides are made under oath. So I will swear you in before we begin that. Both sides have the opportunity to make an opening statement or opening argument before your testimony. So if you want to do that, let me know. I won't swear you in necessarily before your argument because argument's not evidence. If we can draw a distinction between those two, we will. If not, I'll just swear you in and I can sort it out. Once the city's made its presentation, representative, because normally we have one point person appointed who then would cross-examine the city's witness. I presume, Mr. Stevens, you're the only one here today?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not the time necessarily to like start making your statements of disagreement with anything the city says or even agreement. It's a time for clarification questions from the other side. And after that cross-examination happens, if it happens, you can certainly waive it, but you have the opportunity for it. Then if the city has additional direct testimony that addresses things that come up in the cross-examination questions, the city may do so. Then we would turn to the applicant. We'll note that the applicant bears the burden of proof to show by a preponderance of the evidence that the standards for approving a street vacation have been met. Preponderance of the evidence is fairly low burden of proof standard in the law. It's basically just kind of 51%, more probable than not standard, so it's fairly easy. You know, I've got Ms. Lohi on the, she's named on there on the other side. I just have YWCA Pierce County. Do you mind identifying yourself? And you know what you can do is you can click on that YWCA Pierce County, and if you right click on that, it should allow you to change your name. I want to make sure I have everybody's names for the record for everybody who's here participating. So if you can change that on screen, you know, says the guy who's just identified as hearing examiner. I was in the middle of changing my name on that hearing about a month ago when it crashed and kicked me out. So that's one of the reasons I'm not messing with it anymore. But I have told you what my name is. If you forget, I can put it in the chat again or whatever. But all right, so Miriam Barnett, CEO of the YWCA. Great, thank you very much on that. All right, so anyway, once the city's done, that'll be the wise turn to present. And again, you can make an opening argument, and then you can offer testimony, however you you see fit. If the city feels the need to cross-examine you at the end of that, the city will have the opportunity for that. And then the applicant's representatives can also offer redirect testimony. And once that is concluded, that would normally be the time that we would turn to the public comment, public testimony portion of the hearing. So we'll see if we have anybody here to do that by then. Looking at the participant list right now, we're still just parties. So we'll see what happens when we get to that point. Public testimony and comment is offered. Once that is done, the parties, both the city and the applicant, will have the opportunity, I really should be saying petitioner for this type of proceeding. The petitioner will have the opportunity for some usually brief rebuttal testimony, and that's typically used to address things, questions, concerns that come up during the public comment portion of the hearing. So we'll see if we have a need for that when we get there. If there's no public comment, there's really nothing to rebut, but we'll address that when we come to it in its turn. So let's see, I think I've covered everything for the most part. We are making both an audio recording of the proceedings today through digital audio like we normally do when we're not under a pandemic closure of City Hall and we're in council chambers for this. But given that we're doing it through Zoom and we have the capability, I usually hit the record button on these two, so there's a visual recording of the proceedings as well today. And I use that to go back and make sure I heard everything right when I'm deliberating on this and putting together my written recommendation. And the video and the audio also become then essentially the video audio transcript of the proceeding in case further review is taken of whatever the city council decides. And then usually a written transcript is produced for the Superior Court. Any questions on what we've covered so far?
No, Your
Honor. All right, I see heads shaking. And normally when we're just audio recording, I remind people that they need to make their answers audible. But I've got you on video, so.
No question.
No, Mr. Examiner.
We have the head shaking preserved for posterity. So let me address then my last procedural items before we start in the presentation of not really cases, I guess, just presentations. Prior to today's hearing, let me switch over in my screen. The city submitted exhibits. Looked like there were 13 exhibits there, and they have been marked C1 through C13. I presume that Ms. Barnett, the Y, had the opportunity to review the city's exhibits prior to the hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And do you have any problems, concerns, or objections to those exhibits coming in and being made part of the record?
I do not.
All right. So I would entertain a motion from the city to admit those here up front.
Mr. Examiner, would you please admit city exhibits 1 through 13 into the record?
Motion is granted. C1 through C13 will be admitted and made part of the record. And my understanding is then that the YWCA submitted also a written exhibit that it wanted admitted and made part of the record, which is, I think, titled a public benefit summary. And I presume the city has had the opportunity to see that. Mr. Stevens, is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
Any objections to the Y's submitted exhibit coming in?
No objection.
So I presume then, Ms. Barnett, that the petitioner wants that exhibit to come in and be made part of the record. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Stafford.
All right. It will be admitted and made part of the record then. So with the exhibits all taken care of and out of the way, unless there are any additional procedural matters or questions from the parties, we are ready to begin presentations. Any additional questions or procedural matters?
No additional questions.
All right, fantastic then. Mr. Stevens, are you wishing to make a separate opening statement before you begin your presentation, or should I just go ahead and swear you in?
You should just go ahead and swear me in.
All right, then, if you'd raise your right hand, please. You swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral presentation for the audio record which will restate information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. We have no additional facts or information to present today. The only persons in attendance are the parties to this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on July 15, 2020. With your permission, the city asked to forgo making a presentation today, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, well, you're taking advantage of that thing that I mentioned along the way, the preliminary report, your exhibits 1 through 13 are all in and made part of the record, and you don't have to read them in necessarily for them to be so. I'm scrolling through. I did review everything that was submitted prior to the hearing. The only question I think I really have, and maybe some of addressing this question will be deferred to the petitioner's presentation. I'm in section J of the preliminary report, exhibit C1, and this is the recommended conditions of approval section. And from the city side, the only condition being recommended is the payment of compensation. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
And then there's a note below that in the report that says the petitioner has requested waiver of that payment based on presumably the public benefit argument of it's being used to provide affordable housing to
that's correct.
The market.
Mr. Examiner, I felt that because the code requires the market value payment, that I should state it in the report as a requirement, but because we know that the city council is the deciding body on whether or not the fee waiver can be granted, that I would state that the city was requesting that the Y receive the fee waiver because it is affordable housing project.
Okay, so then from city staff's perspective, you're endorsing the Y's request for that waiver.
Yes, I've been advised that the public works director and staff supports the fee waiver.
Okay. All right, just wanted to clarify that on the record since it wasn't necessarily crystal in the report. So
great.
And beyond that, there's nothing else being suggested or recommended from city staff as made a condition to this particular approval.
That's correct, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. And I note there is an in-lieu amount for sanitary sewer that's listed as $1,399.94 in section K below that.
That's correct.
But as typical, that's something that could be paid as part of the approval process here, but could also be delayed until a later date.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
With the possibility that if delayed, it could go up.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
You know, I've got to note how the vacation area was described, I think, as somewhat steep. I've been up this road.
Well, I'm a skier, so steep for me is relative.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, this is not a road I'd want to go skiing in my car on.
Right. No, it's true. I've tried to drive up in it in the snow. It's not a good idea.
Troy Stevens, the master of understatement there.
Yeah.
All right. Are there cross-examination questions from the Y on Mr. Stevens' presentation?
I do not have any cross-examination questions. Thank you.
All right. And with no cross-examination, there is no redirect. So we are ready for the petitioner's presentation. Ms. Barnett, are you going to be making that presentation?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you wishing to make a separate opening statement before I swear you in and turn you loose on testimony?
My only opening statement is I've never done this before, so just keep me on the right path.
No problem.
But I don't think I have an opening statement.
All right. Are you wishing to offer some testimony then?
Yes, please.
All right. So if you would raise your right hand, please. You swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to offer as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead with your testimony.
I just want to thank Mr. Examiner and also Mr. Stevens for this opportunity. This project is completing the YWCA's campus, where we serve domestic violence victims, and housing, as you know, is critical right now, critical need. And we're very excited to see this project progress, and will be opening soon. This particular hill, as you say, is very steep. I'll give my input into that because I've watched for 15 years out my window when we have snow. Cars think they can navigate it. It's not a pretty sight, and it's actually very scary, especially when we have clients coming down from our shelter to our 405 building where we offer our legal services, our children's therapeutic programming, and our support groups. So there's oftentimes I'm holding my breath during any snowstorm. So what we're trying to do here is actually improve that navigation for our tenants, for our clients in the shelter, and for the neighborhood, especially in light of the fact that the link is going in just below the YWCA's building at 405 Broadway. I anticipate quite a few of the public will be navigating that walkway as well as they head down towards that link. And I think that will be especially important that there is a better way to navigate this hillside than straight down a steep, slippery slope. So that's what we're trying to accomplish for our tenants, our clients, and for the neighborhood residents. And I really appreciate this opportunity to share that with you. This project is going to greatly enhance the city of Tacoma's housing stock by adding 54 units that will mostly be for people at 30% or below area median income. And so this is truly an affordable housing project that the YWCA is very excited to be adding to the work that we do for our community and for Tacoma. That is all I have. Thank you so very much.
All right, thank you. I may have one question for you, but I'm going to reserve that until I see whether the city has cross-examination questions. Any cross-examination, Mr. Stevens?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. So my question is, I'm looking at Exhibit C-14, which, you know, along with everything else I reviewed before the hearing, and there's a section there that talks about part of the project design being to add a stair or a hill climb. Is that actually going to be in the vacation area, or will that be somewhere else?
That is in the vacation area.
Okay. All right. I wasn't completely sure about that. And that will be, if the vacation is approved, that will no longer be public right-of-way. It will be the YWCA's unencumbered from right-of-way interest private property, but the Y is going to leave that open for public traversal. Is that correct?
That is absolutely our intent.
And Mr. Stevens, the city isn't concerned about any kind of a designation in that regard for that public access being maintained. That's not a condition that the city is wanting to make of any sort. It's just added to the overall benefit mix.
Correct, Mr. Examiner. This has been discussed with Traffic and Engineering, Planning Development Services on many occasions, and everyone's on board with how this is going to proceed.
And so the why is clear then that the maintenance responsibility of that hill climb stair area would be on the why, not on the city, if that's how the ownership falls out, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is part of our plan.
All right. Well, that's my only question then. Any additional testimony to address my questioning at all?
No, I think...
Mr. Examiner.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the participants list again, and we've got me, we've got Ms. Barnett. It keeps jumping around, and I, you know, based on who's speaking, the order changes on that list on the side. And so the movement is like, did somebody join? I keep thinking, did somebody join? No one's joined. It's still just us. So it doesn't look like we have any members of the public here. We are at 9:25. We had a notice start time of 9 o'clock. If you're later than 25 minutes to the party, you miss out. So, given that there is no one here to make public comment, We will dispense with that portion of the hearing. I will note then that I am presuming there's no need for rebuttal from either side. Is that a fair...
That's correct, Mr. Examiner.
Jump
that is
to conclusion
correct.
On my part. All right. Is the city wishing to make a closing statement as part of today's proceeding?
Thanks for asking, but no.
All right. How about the petitioner?
Just to say thank you for this opportunity. Appreciate it.
Well, you're more than welcome, and given that you went through all the processes correctly to file your petition and all that, you're entitled. So there you have it. I don't think I have any additional procedural matters because I've already mentioned that I take all the exhibits, I take both recordings that I get back and re-review those on the way to making a written recommendation with my findings and conclusions based on the evidence presented. And then that gets forwarded to the City Council, and the City Council considers whether they will legislatively then approve or not the requested street vacation. So that's where we're at in the process. I would imagine that my recommendation on this one will be done within a week's time. And we will then send that out, preferably electronically, particularly under current circumstances. And in light of some rule changes that my office made last year, we are trying to do everything electronically. Better for the environment and a whole lot easier for working remotely like we are right now. So... Ms. Barnett, does my office have your contact information?
Ellen, do you know if they do? I'm not sure.
You were CC'd on one of the recent emails, so I believe they should.
Okay.
Just for safety's sake, do you mind giving me the contact information where you would like the written recommendation sent in the chat function just now?
Oh.
And then we'll be sure.
And Mr. Examiner, would you mind letting the petitioner know when that first reading will probably be? I mean, I know you can't say for sure, but your report within the next week, but probably looking at 3 to 4 weeks, correct, on first reading?
Probably just because once that recommendation, you know, it's weird. My hearing clerk is telling me that we needed your contact information, so... I presume she's got that access since you sent the chat to everyone. We've got a phone number there now. We've got an email address. And, you know, that actually, I think, shows up in the video recording of all this. So I've got it. I hope she's got it. Yep, she's got it. And we're all set then. And as Mr. Stevens mentioned, yeah, it oftentimes takes 3 weeks to a month to get in front of council. If for no other reason, because once my recommendation issues, in spite of the fact that that's not the decision, that recommendation is subject to request for reconsideration. I'm guessing we won't have one of those, but who knows, as well as being appealed. And it's not really an appeal per se, but that's how the Tacoma Municipal Code treats it. What it really is the opportunity for someone who doesn't like what I've recommended to jump in and say, we don't like this and we want to be heard by the council on the way to the council making its decision. So those timeframes have to be factored in a little bit. Oftentimes we will schedule things for council before that appeal period has run. If an appeal comes in, then oftentimes it has to be rescheduled. So my recommendation, probably within a week, and then somewhere between three weeks and a month out for council to make its decision on first reading for that. Because it's done by ordinance, it does have to have a second reading also. So, does that explanation cover it, Mr. Stevens?
It does, and not to, maybe this is an offline discussion, but just so the petitioner knows, my conditions to be met letter, which will lay out like the in-lieu fee and any remaining issues that need to be resolved will come out shortly after that first reading. And given that this is so straightforward, I imagine that the second reading of the ordinance will be within 2 to 3 weeks of that. So it'll all happen fairly quickly.
Anything else from the parties then? Questions, procedural concerns, anything else before we wrap up? All right. Well, hearing none and seeing no one jumping in on the video either, I will thank you both for your presentations today, and I will wish you a good rest of your morning and good day.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Great day, everybody.
Bye.